Hey, Wingman Nation, welcome to the Wingman Men's Moment podcast. This is podcast producer John Delaney hanging at the hangar with Wingman co-founders Pastor Jay Dennis and Randy Ferreira. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John.
Hey, John. Good morning.
I was waiting for something.
Trying to think of something witty, no, but no, I just, you
just didn't pass. Too early in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited that it's actually gotten a little warmer here in Lakeland, Florida.
Thank the Lord.
We got out of that nasty, wet week of cold weather.
El Niño.
Oh, it was nasty. I was like freezing. My feet wouldn't warm up.
I dream of a hot Christmas.
I only have one Christmas. I just hope it stops raining for a while. You know, it's beautiful out. Well, we're excited that you're here with us listening to we're up around 167 podcasts. That's amazing.
And My goodness.
We're excited that you continue to listen with us. And you know what? If you're listening for the first time, welcome. We're excited that you're with us on opposing Wednesdays. We also have another podcast called the Papa Rock and J-Pop Show. You already know the truth, so be sure to check that out. Actually, we're moving that to Thursdays. That's going to be on Thursday starting this week. And this week, we're continuing on a series, this is called Who Would You Call at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
This is great for you guys. I know that, and I can say from my own experience, I've had an issue where I needed to talk to someone at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's great to have a friend to be able to do that. And if you don't, this is going to give you some input on how you can find that right guy. And this is based on Jay's 31 day devotional, finding your other brother. Who would you call at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
So, Randy, take it away, my friend.
Thank you, John. Good morning,
welcome, brother.
Pastor good Jay. Morning, you, Randy. Good, great, good. Man. Good to see you.
Yeah, so as John said, this is based on the 31-day devotional that was written by Pastor Jay Dennis.
Correct.
And can be found in a couple of different places. I'm just filling in for what our producer
is. There you go.
Trying to do his job. But so you can find that at wingmannation.com and also on our new website, mensministries.com, where
That's
you can also
right.
find all kinds of men's resources, spiritual resources, as well as healthcare, skin, all kinds of stuff.
Spices, grilling.
Grilling stuff, you name it.
Tires. Stuff for men.
A lot of which are supported through the faith-based companies on our website and
That's
others.
Right.
So go there, mensministries.com, and also find that 31-day devotion. It's an awesome, incredible devotional that will change your life. So here we go.
Might change your mind, too.
Change your mind and your life. So who would you call at 2 a.m.? If you're sitting there going, you know, I don't know. I guess I could call. Nah, I wouldn't call him. I wouldn't want to bother him and all of that. Then you don't have the other brother.
That's right.
You know, because if you're worried about inconveniencing a friend, then they're not a true friend. Mm-hmm. The true friend where there could be a friend, but not a real friend that you would call or could call for anything at any time.
That's
so,
right.
Little story. There are two people in the woods, and they run into a bear. The first person gets down on his knees to pray. The second person starts lacing up his boots. The first person asks the second person, "My dear friend, what are you doing? You can't outrun a bear, I guess, depending on the... You can't outrun a bear.
Who are you going to call at 2 a.m.?
I would not run that bear. But anyway, you can't outrun a bear, he says, to which the second person responds, "I don't have to. I only have to outrun you."
Oh, no.
So, yeah, obviously that's not much of a friend, is
no.
it? You wouldn't want to call him if you needed him, especially if you were in front of a bear. But who would you call at 2 a.m.? Sit back for a moment and think about that. That would be there no matter what. And suppose you had a problem, a tragedy. You fell into the depths of despair, you know, or, you know, you're on the verge of giving into some temptation that you're struggling with, pornography, drugs, you name it, whatever. Who in your life would be available to you without making you feel guilty for calling?
That's a good point.
You can probably think of somebody, but if you're hesitating at this moment, then you don't have that. So most men would simply not have anyone they could call, including a Christian man or men, you know. At Wingman Nation, we want you to find out something and find out that man or men your other brother or brothers that you could call.
Yeah.
And our goal is to help you find that person or those people. It could be more than one.
Right.
If you get just one, you're a whole lot more better off than most men.
Right.
But if you have more than one, what a blessing.
Yes.
You know, one of the greatest friendships in the Bible and throughout history is the story of David and Jonathan. Many of you may recall that.
Great story.
And we can see, you can see them through some characteristics of a true friendship that they demonstrate. I'm having a few issues talking this morning.
That's
so bear
okay.
with me.
You're not no gum today?
No, that's probably the reason. Now, you know, their relationship, and you can see the qualities displayed that you should search for when you're looking for your other brother.
And they're all there.
They're there. Yeah. And it's amazing that without reading it, you can't go, oh, I don't know, what are you talking about? Read it.
Right.
Read it slowly and then, you know, listen to some of the qualities we're going to portray today, and you can see how David and Jonathan demonstrated all of those. And we should be searching for those when we're looking for our other brother.
That's right.
So we will share with you some insight into how the world's best friendship demonstrated with David and Jonathan can be imitated.
Yeah.
Over the next two podcasts, we will share with you the 10 characteristics of the other brother that we're talking about that you need. We will note five of these characteristics today.
Yeah, so let's look at number one. Find your other brother. This is 1 Samuel 18:1. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. Mm. You know, there's no greater example of friendship anywhere in the Bible than that of David, the future king of Israel, and Jonathan, the son of Saul, who was next in line, by the way, to the throne. In many ways, it appeared to be an unlikely friendship. And let me just pause here and say, never discount an unlikely friendship. Mm-hmm. Your best friend might be someone that you would never have chosen.
I mean, look, we have John here.
Well, there you go.
I mean, that's pretty unlikely.
There it is.
John the Methodist.
Not a Methodist.
But with God, all things are possible, guys. God has ways of connecting people as only he can do. What we do know is that God wants you to connect with men who love him and who actively pursue being a godly husband, a godly dad, and a Christ-like man in all he does. Now, in David and Jonathan's relationships, we see that every Christian man needs another brother who genuinely cares. So let's define that term, other brother. He is a man who is passionately committed to becoming a better husband, better dad, more godly man. Don't settle for anything else.
Yes, because that will end up leading you astray in other areas.
That's exactly right.
You know, and you want someone who will be committed any time of the day or night, someone who's willing to walk with you on this journey called life, in the good times and the bad times, someone who'll laugh with you and cry with you if that need be. Perhaps most of all, you need someone who will simply be there for you, whether he says anything or nothing.
That's it.
And that's what Jonathan and David had, and they were that to each other. So make it your passionate priority to find your other brother.
Can I stop here a minute and give an example of that that involves you? Several months ago, I went through a difficult physical issue, and it didn't look good at the time. It turned out well, but it didn't look good at the time. And I knew I needed my family to be there, my immediate family, but I needed for you to be there. I needed to know that you were there, and the fact that you were there helped me to have peace, because I knew that you would take care of my family. I knew that you would love on them and encourage them. You'd make them laugh. Mm. And I want to say thank you for that. That's awesome. The other brother we're
You're
talking
welcome.
About.
I feel the same way about you, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
So number two is determine who you could call at 2 a.m. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself, 1 Samuel 18:3. So no doubt there are multiple barriers to building the kind of friendship that Jonathan and David possessed. There's obstacles Christian men must admit and address that are experienced what David and Jonathan did, that connection.
Yeah.
And it's difficult because we are all busy.
Yep.
We all have our families going on. We have work and service and church and things, you know, golf and all the other things that get in the way for men. But then, you know, when we're sitting in the laurels of our life and something happens.
We're in our 60s, not 80s.
And we need somebody. I don't care if you're in your 40s or 20s.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
You know, men just, there's times when you sit back and go, man, I wish I had somebody that I could talk to or be with. And so let me ask you guys a question. Who would you call? Think this again. We said this earlier on. Who would you call if you had a problem at 2 a.m. right now? 2 a.m. in the morning. Some of us may call sons, cousins, friends. Yeah, that's great. And we know they'll be there and that's wonderful. But do we have an actual friend or a brother, a real brother that would be there for us? Another brother that you could count on, no matter what time of day it is or no matter what it was.
Right.
There's lots of things as men that we have happen to us that are embarrassing.
Right.
Or that we're ashamed of. Or that our ego goes, man, I don't want anyone to know about that.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of things that the other brother or your brother there, you should feel comfortable to drop the walls of embarrassment and share whatever that is.
Because they're going to keep it. They're going to keep it. If it's the right guy, he's going to keep it to himself. It's between the two of you.
Exactly. And guys, when we have a secret, that secret has power over us.
Sure it does.
When we share, when we expose that secret to another brother, it loses a lot of its power.
As long as that brother is the guy you can trust, because we don't need him going.
We've all been burned.
We don't need him going to his wife and then the neighborhood does. So,
So it's almost like who we would consider in our life our best friend.
Yeah.
You know, outside of our wife or best friends. You can have more than one friend. And they can be related. That's fine, too. You know, it's just who is that person? You know, the kind of friendship, it just doesn't happen either, guys.
Right.
You have to work at it. It requires diligence and patience and understanding.
And humor.
Time. What?
And humor.
And humor. and trust.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, being from New York, and John, you mentioned the humor, and, you know, growing up the way that if someone's not busting your chops, then they really don't like you.
That's exactly
Exactly. I told somebody the other day, I said, if Randy's not teasing you, run.
Yeah. And in Jay's case, it's if he doesn't give you a nickname, he doesn't
don't
like
have
you.
A nickname, he'll like you.
Hey, listen, my 3 a.m., well, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. buddy, and we've been friends for 20 plus years, and it's one of those guys that when he answers the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning, because I have called him at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's either this better be good or this ought to be good. It's gotten progressively better now. You okay now?
Well, Randy, like you mentioned, this takes intentionality.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to work at it. And as we study David and Jonathan's friendship, we discover ways that we can build the same kind of friendship we see in these two men. One where a covenant is made to be there for each other. Consider this, guys. The alternative is to live in loneliness. And there are a lot of guys living in loneliness. You must be willing to risk reaching out to other guys. There's only one cure for loneliness, and that's relationships.
Yeah.
This is the kind of relationship that is experienced beyond what you have with your wife. I know a lot of guys would say, and I would say my wife's my best friend, but you need somebody other than your wife. Yep. That's what we're talking about. And as we study the relationship between these two godly men, we discover ways we can build the same kind of friendship with another brother. So I want you to start, we want you to start praying today for your 2 a.m. other brother. But look at characteristic number three. Understand the concept of being knit together. In 1 Samuel 18:1, it says, "And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was," there's the word, "knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul."
That's great.
Isn't that great? I love that word. These verses give us insight into why Jonathan and David's friendship was so close, so successful. Notice a couple of those insights. Jonathan was one in spirit with David. Some translations use that word as we read, knit. I love it. Knit means to bind together, to join together, to be fastened to be chained to.
I love that. Love
me
that.
Me too.
And a true friend is fastened to you no matter what the circumstance is. Right. And, you know, just a sidebar too, and, you know, we all try to live godly lives mm-hmm. and we look to the Bible for direction. But some of the things we don't need when we're going through, and Jay, you've referenced yeah. this many times, when we're going through things, is a person that just says, well, you know, here's what Scripture says, and you've screwed up.
You know? That really upsets me when yeah. I hear that.
Uh-huh. Change you know? It. You know? That's such a legalistic
mm-hmm.
type of response, and yes. you don't want to hear that. You already know that.
It's a living yeah. Bible, though.
Yeah.
You want somebody to just be there with you.
Right.
Exactly right. And then, you know, of course, later on, you study on sure. what happened and how it happened and how it lines up with God's word. But,
right.
And this kind of, you know, this a true friend being fascinating, no matter what, speaks to the commitment that you have to each other.
Yeah.
So notice the word love in 1 Samuel 18:1. You know, this means an unconditional commitment to another person. That's difficult. That's,
yeah, it is.
That's something you try to have with your wife, you know, unconditional no matter what happens, and they have with us. And you're always working on that as a couple. But for a friend, it's deeper and stronger, not than your, what you have with your wife, of no. course, but it's different.
It's different.
And to develop that really is something special if you can find that, and you need to work at it.
Yes.
In other words, love chooses to do something. So
right.
you love that person so much, you're going to do it no matter what.
Yep. Right.
And this kind of love involves sacrifice. Hey, answering the phone at 2 a.m., that's sacrifice, right? Oh, no, it's John again. Yeah. But there's nothing physical about this love, of course. It's a soul love made up of a mind, will, and emotion. You know, we're focusing on our friend and our friend's needs. You think about ways to lighten his load, to encourage help, bless him. You choose to take the initiative to demonstrate true caring
yes.
for your friend.
That's it.
And as you can see, this kind of friendship is rare. You know, we talk to men all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most men don't have this.
They don't.
And they wish they did. You know, that kind of friendship is out there. You can find it. Make it your mission to find one or him or them.
Yes.
Do it. You can do it.
It's that Absolutely. Important.
Because other guys are also looking as well.
They are.
Sure.
So number four, consider the greatest threat to man ever. We believe this. And in Psalms 25:16, it talks about this. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Loneliness. Jay mentioned it a little earlier. It's really one of the biggest issues that men face today.
It really is.
And because of that, other issues spawn from that men deal with. But David and Jonathan realized they needed each other. David was battling loneliness because Saul, jealous of him, was seeking to kill him and chasing him everywhere. He was hiding in caves. He was hiding in the woods by himself. Until he developed men around him. But David needed someone he could trust, and that person was Saul's son, Jonathan. Think about that. Yeah. Jonathan's dad is trying to kill him, right?
This is an unbelievable
and
story.
And he trusted Jonathan enough to say, dude, your dad's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I need your help.
Yes.
Jonathan could have easily turned him over to his dad. He was next in line for the king.
Sure.
Of course.
Hey, his dad would have said, dude, all right, come on.
Yep.
You're my son. But no, Jonathan viewed David's needs as being as important as his own needs.
Wow.
He was at least 10 years older than David as well. And demonstrating that in true friendship, age is irrelevant.
Right? It really is.
In terms of age. So further, this is an encouragement for those who are older to take the responsibility to also mentor those who are younger.
That is so important. You know, I was thinking the other day that every Christian man needs a Paul, a Barnabas, and a Timothy. You need a Paul who mentors you. You need a Barnabas who encourages you. And you need a Timothy that you're mentoring.
You can lead into.
That's a good word. Good word. And also, don't be discouraged if you're younger than that person and you're mentoring them.
Like, that's
age
true.
Is irrelevant.
Yes.
I have a good friend. He's now in his early 80s, and throughout our career, he was mentoring me in the business, but I was mentoring him spiritually.
In the walk. That's amazing.
That I love it when it works out that way.
It was so good.
But great point. In a Boston Globe article by Billy Baker, the caption read, "The biggest threat facing middle-aged men isn't smoking or obesity. It's loneliness." The United States Surgeon General indicated that loneliness has the same effect on one's health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
That's unbelievable.
That is amazing, guys. There's scientific proof, however, that even seeking to build friendships can benefit a man's health, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. God designed us for relationships, and that includes men having friendships with other men. Guys, women get this better than we do.
Okay,
good example. If you go out, two couples have gone out, and one of the women will look at the other woman and say, I'm going to the restroom. Would you like to go with me? Can you imagine a man doing that?
Hey, guys, want to go to the bathroom with me?
Yeah. Hey, dude, I got to pee. You ready?
But women do. They get this better.
Yeah.
So make finding your Jonathan, your David, a top priority. But look at number five. You need someone who actively loves God. 1 Samuel 18:3 again, and Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Both Jonathan and David loved the Lord and had a personal relationship with him that affected their daily lives. The kind of love they had for each other came as a result. How? Their love for God.
That's right.
Their faith was not simply a separate compartment in their lives. Some men make the spiritual component a separate Sunday-only compartment that doesn't filter into their everyday routine. But David and Jonathan's faith was their lifestyle. You need another brother who has that kind of commitment, a lifestyle faith.
Searching.
Or searching, right, good.
To have that lifestyle commitment, because not everyone has that, but if there's openness and they're searching and looking and wanting to learn more, that works too.
Right.
Yeah, so when you're choosing a friend, find someone who truly, like Jay said, find someone who truly loves God, and he loves, you know, then more than he loves anything or anything else, because so many guys get committed to golf or fishing or something else. That's their passion. That's their love. And that's their first priority.
Yeah.
And that sometimes can draw you down. So this is a man whose faith affects what he does, where he goes, what he says, and how he treats others, beginning with his wife and family. You can tell a whole lot about the man and how he treats his wife and his kids and his family in general as a unit. So because anyone can confess to be a Christian.
Exactly.
We've seen that all the time. But the man you're looking for is one who is practicing, or like we said earlier, striving to be that godly man and takes his faith seriously.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's going to be a hard call at 2 a.m.
It is.
When you're searching for that other brother, look for the godliest man you know and seek to build a friendship with him.
I think that is great advice. Find the godliest man you know and get to know him.
And as you said, it takes effort and time.
Yeah, a lot.
And don't be a stalker. That's not going to work either.
Don't be a creep.
Guys, I have a confession here. It took me years to
realize
this. Yeah, I'm not. I'm the stalker. Sure. Yeah. Hi, I'm Jay. No, it took me years to understand this. It really did. But once I got it, I'm thinking, look what I missed.
Yeah.
I mean, it is vital to have these kind of relationships. And I think for me, it was just, I don't trust a lot of people. You know, when you've been burned by people, I've been a pastor for 44 years. I've been burned by a lot of people. And you just go, you just kind of put a wall up and you're nice to everybody. You're trying to be. But you're not going to get very close.
Yeah, I understand.
And I tell you, that'll make you lonely.
Yeah, it will. One thing that I learned over the years, and it was just by watching the guys that I was hanging with, how they treated their own mother.
Yeah.
And I carried that into three guys married, three of my daughters.
Yes.
How do they treat their mom? If a guy treats his mother with respect, and his dad too, but more so mom, then you probably got a pretty solid guy.
I think, you know? John, I think that's a good test.
Yep, yep.
That's good.
So let me read this article. I think it's very interesting regarding this friendship and loneliness. But and one thing that really brings health and happiness, what if we could study people from the time they were teenagers all the way into old age to see what really matters to a person, to the person's health and happiness as they go through, for 85 years and counting. So the Harvard study of adult development has tracked about 2,000 men and women for three generations now, asking thousands of questions and tracking and keeping notes and taking hundreds of measurements to find out what really keeps people healthy and happy. This is really interesting. Through all the years of studying these lives, one crucial factor stood out for the consistency and power of its ties to physical health, mental health, and longevity. And it isn't career achievement, it isn't exercise, or it isn't healthy diet. These things matter, of course, but one thing that continuously demonstrated its broad and enduring importance is good relationships.
That's it.
In fact, close personal connections are significant enough that if we had to take all 85 years of the Harvard study and boil it down to a single principle for living, one life investment that is supported by similar findings across a variety of other studies, it would be this: good relationships keep us healthier and happier than anything else, period. So if you want to make one decision to ensure your own health and happiness, it should be to cultivate warm relationships of all kinds.
See, that exactly mirrors what we've been studying in David and Jonathan.
Yep.
So you've got scientific proof here of what God said all these thousands of years ago.
I love that.
I do too. I do too. This has been an exciting study today. And in our next podcast, we'll look at the remaining five characteristics. And guys, you do not want to miss this.
No.
Get a hold of this. Share this with other people. You've got other brothers that need to hear this. And ladies, maybe you're listening. Share this with your husband. Share it with other ladies as well. Maybe their husbands need to hear this. But guys, be intentional about finding your other brother.
You can do it.
But until next time,
Wingman out.
The Wingman Men's Moment podcast is brought to you courtesy of the Wingman Nation Men's Ministry. Visit us at wingmannation.com.